Country 102.5, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown. Really happy to bring onto the show right now a man who's got a brand new album out today. It's called Blue in the Sky. You can order it right now. And a brand new single called Party Mode that we're going to play right after this interview. Dustin Lynch is on the show. Hey, Dustin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on. Yeah, this is exciting times for me and my guys. We're hitting the road soon, finally getting back on tour. Regular, you know, kind of scheduled life again that we've been used to for so long.
Yeah, it must be nice getting out there and seeing people again. Are you playing bigger clubs, smaller clubs? How are you doing it?
Yeah, we're going to start out in bigger rooms, theaters and things like that. And then this summer, we'll get on a leg of outdoor venues. So more to come, more dates to be announced. We're just getting all those tightened up before we do an official announce. But our first leg of dates are out there. So hope everybody can make one out. Do a little traveling maybe if we're not coming to you yet.
Absolutely. Yeah. They can find all that information on your website. I know that. But I have a kind of an interesting question. Thinking About You, obviously, is a huge, massive hit. It's been number one for many, many weeks with Mackenzie Porter. To anyone who actually goes on Spotify, they'll realize that you have two different versions, one with Mackenzie and one with Lauren Elena. Can you explain, like, the process of not using Lauren Elena's version for radio push and using Mackenzie's? Like, is there a backstory there that we can learn about? Because they're both so good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, I agree as well. Yeah, there's quite a lengthy backstory. Timing's everything with release schedules for, you know, not only us artists, but labels and the bigger picture of things. And Lauren was in a spot where she had a single out already whenever I was ready to release Think About You with her. Because Riding Roads had just hit number one. I wanted to come with Think About You next. We couldn't do it then, so I waited a year for her, and then her label decided that they didn't want her to release that song with me. So I said, well,
wow.
I still want to put Think About You out, but yeah. I need to find somebody else to do this with. And I literally held, like, the voice auditions for this position that Mackenzie ended up landing. I had I submitted to Nashville and had a bunch of artists send me their versions of them singing Think About You, but I had all the names removed before I listened down, so I didn't know who was singing.
Oh my gosh.
I just wanted to pick the best version, and the one that literally brought me almost to tears and gave me chills the first time I heard it was Mackenzie's version, so that's what I went with.
What an incredible story.
She does sound great on it, too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
As far as, like, putting an album out, you know, it's funny the way things have changed where you could just make a career now of putting out a single every couple of months. Mm. You're putting out an album that, again, people can pre-order today. What is it still about the artistry of putting an album together that you like?
I think it's needing to package our life and go, hey, here's this chapter. You've done something. Because everything we do, you know, we write a lot of songs. We record a lot of songs that don't see or, you know, nobody hears them, right? Because not every song we write is great. And I think, you know, as a couple years go by, we find some songs we're excited about. And we just need to package those together to feel like we've accomplished something.
I love that.
It's like going to work and seeing the finished product on the shelf, I think, is really mentally for me what this is. But also, too, it's kind of a timestamp for the Blue in the Sky album was times that I didn't ever expect coming. You know, I started writing it whenever they took us off the road in 2020, and my girlfriend moved in with me because we didn't know what was going to happen to the world, and we started doing life, and so started writing and recording then and went through, you know, the relationship didn't make the COVID the COVID test, so I went through a breakup, got through those weeds, and started just embracing life again. I'm a very happy spot both personally and professionally right now. I know I've learned a lot the past couple years in that relationship about what I want out of life,
and then you wrote about it
album.
And now we get to hear about it, and I think that's amazing. And I was looking at the people who are writing the songs with you on this record, and I noticed that you have two very well-known artists, Thomas Rhett and Jameson Rogers, who have co-written a track. I'm wondering, like, when you're in a writing room in Nashville, how do you determine at the end of the writing session who's going to put that song on the record?
A lot of it has to do with who's going in to record the next. You know, so if TR's looking at is his cycle of album or a release, and he's going in, we kind of go, okay, well, if you're going in, let's lean towards you. But also, like, I have a song on the new Cole Swindell album that I wrote that he recorded, and it's one of my favorite songs I've ever written. I didn't have room for a slower tempo on this album.
Got it.
Or in my show, and so I was like, man, this is you know, absolutely record the song and put it out. And he absolutely killed it. I'm excited for everybody to hear that one.
All right. Now it's time for the world premiere of your brand new song, Party Mode by Dustin Lynch. You want to intro it?
Yes, everybody. This is my brand new song. It's Dustin Lynch, by the way. And this is my brand new single called Party Mode. And this makes me want to pour a drink and dance. So turn it up. I hope it does for you too.
All right. Thanks so much, Dustin.
Thank you, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.